Now, the world was very affected by the death of author, poet, and icon Maya Angelou. Now, audio from the 911 call has been released, and according to her caretaker, Dr. Angelou requested that she not be resuscitated in the event of her death. The caretaker was hesitant to perform CPR and believed she had already passed prior to the 911 call. On to some lighter news. I guess I'm not the only one that likes Kimye. You know, Kim and Kanye, their wedding photo, the one of them kissing, has been the most liked picture on Instagram with 1.9 million likes since Kim posted it. That's a big deal. And also, according to People Magazine, they want more kids. Well, Kanye does, not so much Kim. Speaking of social media, Nicki Minaj has jumped from 5 to number 2 on the Billboard Social 50 chart, which ranks Star's social media footprint. It's probably because of her song, Pills and Potions. Mm-hmm. It got tweeted like over 500,000 times. And also moving up on that list was Wiz Khalifa after he took that jail selfie.
Oh.
Actor Terrence Howard reportedly behind on his spousal support payments by $325,000. And he's going to have some trouble because his lawyers are quitting.
Mm-mm.
Of course, Rihanna is joining the Free Nipple Movement to protest to anti-nudity policies on social media like Instagram. But I feel like it's a touchy subject. Not everybody wants nudity on social media.
Yeah, I touch it. Just speak
not
on it.
Not touchy like that.
No, stuff. Speak on it. Meant. You know.
So there's rumors that rapper actor Mos Def, a.k.a. Yasiin Bey, has been canceling appearances because he can't come back to America because of immigration laws. But his boy Talib Kweli went on Twitter and cleared that up and said he's just chilling in South Africa. In Ratchet Reality News, I told you how Real Housewife of Atlanta, Kenya Moore, posted those pictures all cozy with that new shirtless man.
Uh-oh.
Well, her castmate Portia Williams thinks that Kenya's man doesn't exist.
Oh.
And those photos are just a thirst for attention. I believe that. On TV, 50 Cent will be performing on the Today Show this morning. And on OWN Network, Oprah will honor the late, great Maya Angelou with a five-hour tribute on Sunday. In movie news, the new trailer for the James Brown biopic is out and new in theaters this weekend. Disney's scary movie, Maleficent, and the comedy, A Million Ways to Die in the West. I'm Britt, that's your hot off the wire. For more, you can tweet me at @TooPrettyBritty and @RussParShow.